Welcome in to Fantasy Focus. We are Daniel Dopp, Mike Clay, and Al Zeidenfeld. You can find us every Thursday on ESPN NFL's YouTube feed, as well as finding us wherever you listen to your podcasts. We are presented by Geico. Download Fantasy Focus wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts at. Mike, it's so great to have you here sitting next to me.
Yes, it's always great.
We do this once a week. I'm pretty good.
I feel a little better this week because of the way our head-to-head matchup went this past week. So
please.
Feel a little better than I have the past couple of weeks.
Okay, we're going to get you a head-to-head matchup in just a second. I want to say hi to Al first because I just need to be nice before I'm mean to you. Hey, Al, what's up, buddy, man? How you doing?
How are you, Daniel? Hi, Mike.
I'm good.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
It's good to know that you're good. See, I'm average today.
I do see that.
I was trying to read your shirt. That's why there was dead air because I'm just like, what does this shirt say? I'm like trying to. All right.
Mike.
You know how I feel. I feel about average today.
All right.
Mike beat me in our head-to-head week three matchup 154.2 to 142.4. I just want to say this. As a Lions fan, I had so many shares of Hollywood Brown. And not only did we not win as a Lions team, and was it a brutal loss at the end of the game, but my Hollywood shares didn't pay off the way that they were supposed to, Mike Clay.
You should have had like 47 points.
I would have crushed you if any of those things happened. So it's like...
I predicted that. That's why I didn't start him. I knew he was going to drop five
punch
balls
in the gut, man, because I lost. If one of those had happened, I would have beat you.
I couldn't believe it.
You got the win this week. Yeah. So I am up 2-1 so far this year. 36, I'm... positive 36 points total in the aggregate. And huge shout out to J.D. Gibson, who brought home the number one spot, 208.82 points. J.D., nice job.
Nailed it. Nice job.
Way to go. Join our free league over at DraftKings. Free to enter. $1,000 in prizes. Follow at Mike Clay NFL and at Daniel Dopp on Twitter. We'll tweet our link to the league. And let's get into this. A lot of fun things to talk about this week, guys. Mike, Jalen Hurts, $6,900. We watched him not play all that great from an NFL perspective last week, but from a fantasy perspective, he still delivered, and he's going up against an offense that's supposed to score a ton of points this week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He checks in at $6,900 here against the Chiefs. He's QB7 in pricing, right? And look, he has 20-plus fantasy points all 3 weeks so far.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a top 11 fantasy quarterback all 3 weeks so far, right? And he's still QB7 in pricing. You're still getting a little bit of a discount here. They played Monday night, right? So his pricing wasn't upgraded a little bit with that Monday night football discount we talk about often. So you're in a good spot here. You know, yes, he didn't look great against Dallas, but his efficiency overall has been pretty good. I mean, he completed 52% of his passes last year. He's at 66% this year. It's a huge leap for him. His YPA is 8.0, which is terrific. He's second a quarterback in carries and rushing yards, so he is delivering as expected in that department. The Eagles, by the way, a lot of times you have a running quarterback, you'll have a run-heavy offense. They're the ninth pass-heaviest offense, game script adjusted. So they're still throwing the ball plenty. This is all great news for his potential fantasy outlook. Also, Chiefs, I know they're 1-2. It's a last-place team, right? Of course, we have to dump on them a little while we can. They're going to win some games soon. But, you know, they are good, so teams have to throw the ball against them a lot. Second most fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks so far. All three games have been kind of poor. 321 yards allowed to Baker Mayfield, 4 passing touchdowns allowed to Justin Herbert, and then Lamar Jackson, when they face him, 16 carries, 107 yards, and 2 touchdowns in that game. So all of this sets up well for Jalen Hurts to have a big game here at home against this Chiefs team.
That's amazing. You know, just while we're talking about quarterbacks, it had me thinking about the Manning cast. Were you one of those little kids that flipped Eli the Bird when he came into
No? That's always, let's just say... I'm not saying like Eagles fans, you know, don't get rambunctious, especially back in the day at the vet, but it's probably exaggerated a little bit.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Look, I've seen some stories too, but, you know, actually good friends of mine that are Eagles fans that I've gone to tons of games. So I grew up at the vet. I grew up going to games my whole life. Whenever there's a story, like a report or a video of another stadium where there's like a fight or something, which happens all the time, we're always like, we send it to each other every time and say, a typical Eagles fans, you know, like, because that's what, whenever it happens in Philly, it's a huge story. When it happens anywhere else, it's just like, yeah, whatever, you know.
That's
but
funny.
It happens all of the time, all over the country. But
not every other city
Philly
is the city of
on.
Brotherly love, that's Mike Clay. That's the whole
fair
point.
But
here.
I grew up there and I'm not a nice guy, right? Like, I grew up in that, at the vet in the 700 level. Like, it's most people are fine. There's bad eggs at every stadium.
So Mike was in the 700 club when he was growing up as a child. I think that was a thing, wasn't it?
700 level.
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Whatever he said. Let's talk with Al. Al, Josh Allen, $8,000 this week. Listen, had a huge game last week. We were wondering what he was going to do after having a slow start to the season. But you like Josh Allen taking on Houston this week.
I like any quarterback that can basically win me a tournament by himself and carry two pass catchers with him, right? So like any time that Josh Allen gets you 30, 35 plus points, it puts you in a position to do that. Now, what we're getting this week, in my opinion, at his elevated cost of 8,000 is a discounted amount of people that are going to be on him based on the fact that the Bills are favored by like 15.5 points, and that's going to scare people away because the narrative tends to be from the public that, well, they're favored by this much, they're just going to run the ball a ton, and that's all that's going to happen. Well, if they have the highest implied team total on the slate, they're going to score a lot of points. The narrative also goes that, well, they're going to be up by so much that they're going to bench the starters. That really doesn't happen in the NFL unless you're up, let's say, 45 or 50 to 7 or 14 going into the fourth quarter. Well, if they score 40 to 50 points in this game and they hang a 40 or a 50 burger on the Texans, how did they score all those touchdowns? Probably had something to do with Josh Allen, or a lot to do with Josh Allen. And efficiency, not volume, is what leads to quarterback scoring. He can certainly carry two pass catchers, as we saw last week. There are three primary ones that we can focus on to stack with him. Love Josh Allen this week.
Love that. All right. Mm-hmm. A couple of the quarterbacks we want to mention here. Patrick Mahomes taking on Philly, $8,100. Philly's got a tough defense, but Mahomes still really nice price point there, only $8,100. Kyler Murray, $7,800, taking on the LA Rams as well. A couple of nice higher priced quarterbacks, though, but they all seem to fit well within. You can make some nice lineups with any of these guys.
Yeah, I've noticed that this year. The value seems, there's some value at quarterback. You can pay up for these high end guys. And I think we've saw that kind of in fantasy drafts and redraft too, where it was like, okay, we can kind of justify going a little earlier than we have the past few years at quarterback, yep. right? There's actually, yep. actually some value there with some of these guys. And we're seeing that with guys like Hurts and Allen, Mahomes, Murray. A lot of these guys do damage with their legs. Gives you a high floor, and that's what we're looking for in cash. And obviously, Al talked about the massive ceiling with a guy like Josh Allen. Yes, we could see Mitch Trubisky play some snaps this week, and Allen could still pay off in DFS, no question about it.
Yeah, you're talking about massive ceilings and damage. You know what that makes me think of? Insurance and how valuable it is to our listeners. Mike Clay?
I was going to guess insurance.
Was that what you were going to guess?
We're on the same page.
That's incredible.
Here. Do you own or rent your home?
I think so.
You think so? Sure you do, Daniel Dot. And I bet it can be hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your house. Go to geico.com. Get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Did you know that Tony Romo is a motivational speaker now?
What?
All this football season, Tony and Corona are remotivating football fans to live the game day good life. Let Tony unlock your football fan potential at remotivation.com. There you can launch an augmented reality experience that will put Tony in your living room or at the bar next to you while you watch the game. It's true. You can be better at watching football. Let Romo and Corona show you how to live the game day good life. Visit remotivation.com now. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. All right, let's talk about some running backs here. And Mike Clay, I think you're doing this to pick on me, but David Montgomery, $5,800 going up against the Detroit Lions. And in all honesty, with somebody that's getting the workload that David Montgomery is getting, $5,800 does seem too cheap.
Yes, 17th in pricing at running back this week. Chuba Hubbard is more. Chuba Hubbard is more.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt, also more. Doesn't really make sense considering, to your point, the workload we've seen so far from David Montgomery. He's 12th at running back in yards so far. He's 6th in carries. He's 4th in rushing yards. Only 9 targets. He had 68 of them last year, so we want to see that number go up a little bit. And I'll tell you what, I will not feel as good about David Montgomery or Darnell Mooney, who we're going to talk about a little later. I think he's a good value at receiver. I won't feel as good about these guys if Justin Fields starts, because he has really struggled. There's no way around it. He has struggled. If Andy Dalton plays, I feel better, which, again, sounds kind of backward from what we talked about in the offseason, but Dalton was playing decent ball and just at least good enough to get the ball in the hands of Allen Robinson and Mooney and keep the ball moving down the field. And obviously, David Montgomery had success with him. They played one full game together. He was RB8. In week one, right? So we've already seen him have some success this season. Also, as you know, this is the part where I pick on you a little bit. The Lions have struggled against running backs so far. The most fantasy points over expected. They've allowed 6 touchdowns in 3 games to that position, 4.6 yards per carry, and 7.8 yards per target. Both of them top 8 in the league and on the negative side. So they have struggled. Montgomery, I think, is in a good spot at this price point.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Al, let's talk about Jonathan Taylor, $6,300 taking on the Miami Dolphins. Obviously been a little bit banged up, but $6,300 for somebody that is of Jonathan Taylor's quality is just definitely too low here this week.
Yeah, I mean, so like, I'm sure that Jonathan Taylor managers are very upset with the way that he has started the season with 8.2 and 6.3 DraftKings points the last 2 weeks. He had a good first week with 17.6, but like, this is kind of a get well spot against the Miami Dolphins, who have given up the second most DraftKings points to opposing running backs. This is a great spot for him, albeit he is on the road. This game is a pick 'em, but with a pretty solid total. What I look at is the underlying things. It's like, he hasn't scored a touchdown this year. Yeah, and that's somewhat disappointing. But you know what? He does lead the league in terms of inside the five carries, which are the highest leverage carries for a fantasy running back. Mike, you do a great stat called OTD, which predicts expected fantasy points moving forward. So how does he rank in terms of that versus the rest of the league?
Yep, 3.3 is highest in the entire league, to your point. So lots of goal line volume for Taylor. He will regress to the mean, to your point. So yes, more touchdowns coming for Taylor as long as he keeps the same role, which is what we expect. In fact, Marlon Mack, healthy scratch last week. They're trying to trade him. That's just more carries for Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, it's basically him and Nyheim Hines. We know what Nyheim Hines' role is. We also therefore know what Jonathan Taylor's role is. He holds a 14-3 red zone touch edge over Nyheim Hines, and Miami is allowing a league high 2.4 yards per carry after first contact. So a big play, big splash running back like Jonathan Taylor could have an extremely good week and thrive against this Miami Dolphins defense.
Heck yeah. All right, a couple more running backs we want to mention here. Dalvin Cook, $8,100 taking on Cleveland. Alvin Kamara, $8,400 taking on the New York Football Giants. Antonio Gibson has struggled a little bit. $6,100 taking on the Atlanta Falcons. Again, another game that seems like a get-right game. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Taylor, we just mentioned, $6,300. DeAndre Swift, $6,200 taking on the Chicago Bears. We like Swift this week. And Mike Davis, $5,100 taking on the Washington Football Team. Here's the thing. Mike Davis is getting the volume, but there just isn't the fantasy production that is coming from that workload that he's getting. But at $5,100, you tell me that someone is going to give me a guaranteed 15 to 17 touches at $5,100. You think sooner or later that's going to pay off.
Yeah. Speaking of regression to the mean, right? I mean, Mike, about two thirds of the snaps at running back for Atlanta are going to Mike Davis, only a third to Patterson.
Yeah.
And he's been the better fantasy option so far, scoring a bunch of touchdowns. That should flip-flop based on their usage. Either they're going to play Patterson more or Davis is going to start scoring more of the touchdowns and being more productive. But yeah, a lot of good options at running back. You could even throw the running back in the flex this week with and still have a good lineup with Montgomery, Gibson, Taylor, Swift, Davis, if you want to get a little riskier. And you don't even have to pay up for one of these guys. There's a lot of value options at running back.
Yeah, there is. All right, let's move on to wide receivers. And Mike, we're going to talk about Devontae Adams, only $7,900. I feel like anytime Devontae Adams is under $9,000, it's a bargain at wide receiver.
Right, and I, you know, I hesitated about including him, but he stands out as the best value, right? Because, again, he's under 8K, so I figured, well, let's talk about him a little bit. It is a good matchup. He had the dud in week one, right? And sometimes you get caught up in that. It's what you saw first, and that's what you kind of stick with.
Recency bias is what we call it.
Well, that's not recency bias. That's a different one. That's a different cognitive bias. It's what you saw first, so it sticks in your brain.
I didn't see it.
I forget
first,
what it's called, but it's something else. Recency bias would be like, he was good week one, but then weeks two and three struggled.
No, please tell me more about how wrong I am.
Yes. Well, hey, you said it. You jumped on top of me. You interrupted my conversation.
It's recency bias. People just saw it in week one, and that's what they're remembering.
All right, we'll do this another time.
If you can't remember, then that's right. It's not a thing. Okay,
please,
thanks.
I don't like it when my kids fight.
I'll look it up. I don't even know what it's called, but I know it's something different. Anyway, 51 points the past 2 weeks for Devontae Adams. So if you're caught up in recency bias, you'd be like, wow, this guy's good, man. I should upgrade him. He's really good. Third most fantasy points the past 2 weeks. Leads the NFL, even including week one, leads the NFL in targets and catches. He's third in air yards and first in expected fantasy points. The guy has been his usual dominant self. Career high target share at 37%. 18 last week. Man, I mean, you see that 18 targets, it's just like recency bias. I got to start this guy, right, Daniel? I mean, you got to fire him. By the way, Steelers, not your older brother's Steelers defense here. Seventh most targets, receptions, and yardage to the position. Five touchdowns. Fifth most fantasy points. He'll see a lot of James Pierre and Cameron Sutton. You know them, right?
Certainly do.
Yeah. He's in for a nice week here against the Steelers.
I like it. Al, let's talk about DJ Moore in the season-long show. Mm-hmm. We did a spot with Mike where we talked about DJ Moore's wide receiver cornerback matchup and potentially the shadow that he's going to get from Diggs. But at $6,600, with all the production he's had so far, it still feels like he's been priced down to a point that feels appropriate given what that coverage might be.
And that's the thing. So this is where I don't like to double weight things. Projections typically have wide receiver cornerback matchups or defensive matchups or DVP matchups baked into them. So if we're then going to apply it a second time and kind of double tax this player for the matchup that's already baked into the projection, you kind of just don't want to do that, to keep it extremely as simple as possible.
Sure.
I'm looking at the 31 targets that he's received through the first 3 weeks. This matchup could make him a little bit less efficient in terms of turning those into catches, but the price is just too low. And we have a game against Dallas's offense that should be able to score points. No matter how good this Carolina defense has been, they haven't faced an offense like the Cowboys or a quarterback like Dak Prescott. So DJ Moore has finally gotten the breakout, though, 1 year beyond where we kind of thought it was going to be. But he's definitely gotten there. Now, what, just to clear up, frequency illusion is what you guys were talking about.
Frequency illusion.
Bader-Meinhof phenomenon, or frequency bias.
Thank you for coming prepared to the show, Al Zeidenfeld.
I think it might be anchoring bias.
Oh, my gosh. Are you
so true?
A couple other wide receivers we want to mention. DK Metcalf, $7,200 against the San Francisco 49ers. Debo Samuel, $6,500 as a comeback in that game. Darnell Mooney, $3,900, taking on Detroit. You talked about that. Going to have to wait and see where quarterback situation goes, but a really nice, cheap wide receiver if you need one. Cooper Kupp, $7,800 against Arizona. Amari Cooper, $6,000 against Carolina. If you want to find a comeback in that game, you don't want to pay up for CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, $700 cheaper. Allen Robinson, $5,800 against Detroit. $5,800 for Allen Robinson.
Yeah, rough start. Three bad games to open the
season. Seriously. Yeah. Corey Davis, $5,000. Robert Woods, $5,300 as well. I wouldn't be surprised if this is a get-right game for Robert Woods, too. If it's been three games, they know they haven't gotten him the ball, they're going to find a way to make sure that they put the ball in his hands one of these weeks. I wonder if it's this week. All right. Let's move on and talk about some tight ends. Noah Fant taking on the Baltimore Ravens, $4,300. I got to be honest, Teddy Bridgewater has looked very, very competent, and he has looked like a nice quarterback running that Broncos offense. Noah Fant, I like this price point, $4,300.
Yeah, schedule's been good so far, but it's not like the Ravens have been lighting it up, and they're traveling to Denver this week. So I think it is a good spot for Noah Fant at $4,300, 10th in pricing in this slate. He's less than Robert Tonyan, which doesn't really make sense based on what we've seen from these guys. His 18% target share is actually up a little bit from last year when he was top. I think he was tight end 6 last year. He's 7th at tight end in targets. And now, on top of him already seeing a career high in targets, no Jerry Jeudy, still on IR, and no KJ Hamler. So suddenly you're looking at Deontay Spencer as the number 3 receiver. So you have Sutton, you have Tim Patrick, you have the running back side of the backfield, fine, but it really should be Fant playing, maybe pushing for a 20-21% target share. Even a slight boost is going to be huge for him. The Ravens defense did a pretty good job, surprisingly, against TJ Hockenson last week. It was a kind of a shockingly low-scoring game. But before that, crushed by Darren Waller, crushed by Travis Kelce. They've still had the most fantasy points, targets, receptions, and receiving yards to tight ends this season. So I think it's a good spot here for Fant.
I think it's tough to be able to look at what the Ravens did last week against Hockenson, because Jared Goff doesn't have any wide receivers to throw the football to. Yeah. And so for them to basically just like, all right, well, there's no way if we just take TJ Hockenson away, you've got nobody else left other than your running backs.
That's the fear right now with Hockenson, is they're just going to bracket him. And what are they going to do? You know, I mean,
yeah,
the Lions, even in that game, though, had one receiver with more than one target, Khalif Raymond. I mean, it's rough. They need a receiver.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that, Mike. I didn't realize the Lions needed a receiver. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I want? I want Tim Patrick is what I really want. I wish that they would trade for Tim Patrick. I love that.
It's not going to happen.
I know.
Not with Hamler out.
I know.
Anyway.
All right, Al. Your note here says, just play Kelce, but Logan Thomas is okay too at $4,900.
End of podcast. We're done.
Yeah, like, I just seriously, just play Travis Kelce. Like, tight end is the... It's the dead zone on the roster sleeve. Like, there's just nothing there. We can look for values. Noah Fant is fine. I think Logan Thomas is fine at $4,900. Thomas ranks 3rd at the position in terms of fantasy points per target this season. They're facing a Falcons defense. The 4th highest opponent passer rating this season. So, like, yeah, there's a lot of things pointing to that. But, like, Travis Kelce averages like 25 DraftKings points per game. And it's like, you can't find another tight end that you can reasonably say is going to score over 20 fantasy points. So it gives you this massive edge in tournaments. If you can slam Travis Kelce into lineups, easily correlate him somewhere else. Yes, he's going to be expensive, but it's kind of like when we used to jam CMC. You remember Christian McCaffrey? Like when he wasn't injured all the time, you just put him in your lineup and get 30 points. Well, I'm doing that, but at a position where nobody else can get to 25 points reasonably. Yes, a tight end can get you 25 points, but like, good luck picking the tight end that week that's going to score 20 or 25 that's not named Travis Kelce. So I'll take the 25 points. I'll let my opponents figure out where they're going to make it up.
All right, a couple more tight ends we'll talk about here. George Kittle, $5,900 taken on Seattle. Again, another one of those things. I can't believe that George Kittle is under $6,000.
Yeah, right.
But he just hasn't been George Kittle yet this year for us. Travis Kelce, $8,100, as Al just mentioned. Cole Kmet, $3,000 taken on the Detroit Lions. Tyler Conklin, $3,500 taken on the Cleveland Browns. Boy, oh boy. I got to tell you, it does feel like at tight end this week, once you get past like those first couple guys, it's just like... It's tough.
Yeah, that was kind of the case in drafts. And yeah, I mean, it's been like that for a long time. That's the way tight end always works out. We're always looking for those next breakout guys. And then when the season gets going, you have that core group.
Yep.
And everyone else is just like, oh, it's gross. So yeah, I agree with Al. I mean, if you could fit Kelce in, you go for it. You have a couple other options here. They're decent. Fant, Kittle. Mm-hmm. If you want to go cheaper, Conklin, I think, is a good one that you could fit in this week. He fits in a lot of cash game variation. So a couple options, but worst case, just go Kelce.
Go Kelce. All right, listen, everyone likes shopping online, but searching for coupon codes is kind of a bummer. So make saving online a breeze with Capital One Shopping.
Love this.
Capital One Shopping is a free tool that instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Just download Capital One Shopping to use your computer and let it do the work for you. It's so easy. And you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. Capital One Shopping, it's kind of genius. What's in your wallet? Savings and available coupons vary.
I use that. It's cool.
Do you?
Yeah, I've had it for a long time.
That's awesome.
Yep.
All right, Beard versus the Brain is brought to you by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today, and we are at that point. Mike Clay, head-to-head, week four. Give
Let's
me your
go.
Lineup.
Jalen Hurts is the quarterback. David Montgomery, Antonio Gibson are my running back options. At wide receiver, DJ Moore, Debo Samuel, Devontae Adams, and Darnell Mooney. You got to save a couple bucks there with Mooney. Not super fond of the two Bears, and I will back off that if Justin Fields starts. But for now, that's what I'm going with, assuming Andy Dalton, who is, I believe, limited at practice. Noah Fant is the tight end, and Jets defense. So, by the way, I think you could go three running backs this week if you want to. If you want to go with the three running back variation of what I just did, pull Moore, Samuel, Adams, and Fant out. Go with Swift, Cooper, Metcalf, and Kittle. That's a pretty lineup as well. So I like both of those options.
Okay. My lineup this week. Sam Darnold.
Whoa.
Going to give me at least 25 points against the Cowboys in what's going to be a high scoring match, I believe. Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift. I got CeeDee Lamb and DJ Moore. So I'm playing off of each other there, especially with Moore's lower price point. I like that. I got Darnell Mooney as well. And Mike, I was going to say the same thing. I'm glad that you said it. I'm going to watch this, and it's probably going to change based on who that quarterback is. And because of Mooney's price point, if that changes, I'm probably going to have to change some other things in my lineup as well. But just something to mention and monitor as I go forward. George Kittle is my tight end. I got Chuba Hubbard coming in as my flex. So I'm actually running Darnold, DJ Moore, and Chuba Hubbard with a CeeDee Lamb comeback. And the Lions are my defense. This is one of those things where I actually hope that Justin Fields plays. Because if Justin Fields plays, the Lions, I think, are my favorite cheap. They're like $2,200. Yeah. So they're my favorite cheap defense if you think they could possibly get some sacks or maybe an interception from a bad throw, depending on how that quarterback play is.
Absolutely.
All right. This extra analysis is now brought to you by Corona Extra. Live the game day good life. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Al Zeidenfeld, give us your weekly tournament lineup.
I'm really excited that my segment here is now sponsored.
It is sponsored.
Let me see if I can help you guys win some money and find your beach. Josh Allen, we're going to start with him because we like him a lot this week to score a lot of points at a depressed percentage. We're going to stack him with Emmanuel Sanders and Cole Beasley. We're going to bring it back with Brandon Cooks, who has been ridiculously good this year in terms of like first read, most targets. Like, he's an every week play for me at this point in tournaments, because as the price goes up, we're going to catch him at a lower percentage. Correlates really well with the Josh Allen double stack. My running backs are going to be Nyheim Hines and Chase Edmonds, both guys who have high floors, don't really have massive ceilings unless they kind of go off for a long catch, but they allow me to get everything else in, which means that I can get to Travis Kelce at tight end. I'm going to have a secondary stack with him and Jalen Reagor from Philadelphia, and I have to plug in the Jets defense as I had 2,100 remaining Jets D at home against Tennessee.
Okay, I like it. That's not
bad. Good. It's going to be a good week.
I'm going to really quickly end this out by saying that last week in the big money lineup that I played, my stack, my double stack and comeback were the Seattle Seahawks with Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf, and Tyler Lockett with
two of those, right?
KJ Osborne coming back.
Yeah.
It was a Tyler Conklin week.
You'll hit one of these weeks.
Al, I'm sorry. I feel bad, man.
You should not feel bad. See, that's the thing about tournaments, but you really only had to be right about that one thing. If you played either of the other Minnesota catchers, or any of the other three pass catchers in that game, you would have had a much different lineup. I finished 90th in the Millionaire Maker this week because I hit on my Tom Brady stacks and Stafford stacks. Like, I had a really good week. The point is to put yourself in a position to win so that you can be there to get lucky. You're building lineups the right way. One of these weeks, it's going to hit.
First or last.
Heck yeah. I love it. Love it. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. We so appreciate that you have been with us. It's been, what, 3 years now we've been doing this DFS show, and you guys keep coming back. The numbers are there, and it means so much to us. It's a ton of fun for us to be able to do this show, so thank you guys for being a part of it. For Mike and Al, my name is Daniel. Don't forget to love each other. Be a good person to everyone. We love you guys. Good luck here in week four.
No secret, not a mystery. The one that we depend on for all our podcast needs. Graduate, Full Sail, you, Alliance fan through and through. With the hippest beard, I'm telling you.